Welcome to Geography 101, the podcast where we explore the world not just by maps and borders, but through landscapes, climate, people, and the stories that geography tells about who we are. I'm your host, Daniel Lucas, and today's episode takes us across one of the most expensive and geographically influential countries on Earth. Today we explore Canada, a nation defined by scale, diversity, and contrast. Canada is not only the second largest country in the world by land area, but also one of the most geographically complex. Stretching from the Atlantic Ocean to the east of the Pacific Ocean in the west, and reaching deep into the Arctic Circle in the north. Canada spans nearly 10 million square kilometers. This immense size shapes everything from climate to culture. Canada's geography is often described as a vast, but that world alone does not capture its variety. Within its borders are mountains, plains, forests, and tundra, wetlands, coastlines, and freshwater systems unmatched anywhere else on the planet. One of the defining features of Canada is its coastline, with the access to three oceans, the Atlantic, Pacific, and Arctic. Canada has the longest coastline of any country in the world, influencing trade, climate, and settlement patterns. The country is divided into 10 provinces and 3 territories, each shaped by distinct physical geography. These regions develop a unique economies, cultures, and relationship with the land. Western Canada is dominated by Cordillera Mountain System. The Rocky Mountains rise dramatically through British Columbia and Alberta, creating a natural barriers, breathtaking landscapes, and critical freshwater sources. These mountains influence weather patterns by blocking moisture from the Pacific, producing lush rainforests on the coast and drier conditions inland. Geography here directly determines climate. Moving east, the Prairie Province are defined by flat terrain and fertile soil. Saskatchewan and Manitoba become agricultural powerhouse precisely because of their geography. The Canadian Shield covers nearly half of the countries and is one of the oldest geological formations on Earth. Its rocky terrain and mineral wealth have shaped mining, forestry, and settlement patterns for centuries. Ontario and Quebec sit as the heart of Canada's population. Geography here supports dense urban development due to access to waterways, arable land, and transportation routes. The Great Lakes form freshwater systems so large it enables inland seas. They regulate climate, enable shipping, and supply water to millions of people. The St. Lawrence River connects to Great Lakes through the Atlantic Ocean, making it one of the most important trade corridors in North America. Geography made commerce possible long before a modern infrastructure. Eastern Canada's Appalachian region features rolling hills, rugged coastline, and rich fishing grounds. This geography shaped maritime culture, shipbuilding, and coastal communities. Modern Canada introduces an entirely different geographic reality. The Arctic landscape is defined by permafrost, tundra, glaciers, and extreme seasonal light changes. In the far north, winter darkness can last months, while summer brings nearly constant daylight. These conditions shape daily life, transportation, and survival strategies. Climate is one of the most influential geographic forces in Canada. Winters are long and cold in many regions, shaping architecture, infrastructure, and cultural habits. Southern Canada experiences 4 distinct seasons, while northern regions remain frozen for much of the year. This climate divide directly impacts population distribution. Despite its size, most Canadians live within 20 kilometers of southern border. Geography, not politics, explain its concentration. Natural resources are central to Canada's geography identity. Forests, minerals, fresh water, oil, and gas are all tied directly to the land. The relationship between geography and economy is impossible to separate. Resource-rich regions develop industries that shape national growth and global trade. At the same time, Canada's geography demands environmental responsibility. Fragile ecosystems coexist with industrial activity, creating ongoing geographic and ethical challenges. Indigenous people live on this land long before modern border existed. Their geographic knowledge was rooted in observation, sustainability, and a deep connection to place. First Nations, Inuit, and Métis communities develop ways of life adapted precisely to local geography, climate, and natural cycles. Understanding Canada's geography requires recognizing Indigenous stewardship and foundational, not supplementary to the land's history. Urban geography in Canada reflects global patterns. Cities grew near water, trade routes, or fertile land, not by accident, by geography necessity. Toronto developed near the Great Lakes, Vancouver near the Pacific Coast, and Montreal along the St. Lawrence River. Geography dictated opportunity. Transportation across Canada has always been shaped by distance. Railways, highways, and air travel exist because geography demanded innovation. Canada's vast distance influenced national identity. Time zones, regional cultures, and political perspective are shaped by physical separation. Weather patterns such as blizzards, heat waves, and wildfires are geographic realities Canadians live with every year. Climate change is altering Canada's geography in real time. Melting ice, rising sea level, and changing ecosystems are reshaping the land. Northern ice loss affects global sea levels, while forest fires impact air quality far beyond Canada's borders. Geography is not static. It evolves, responds, and reacts to human behavior, natural processes. Canada's national parks protect some of the most dramatic landscape in the world, preserving geography heritage for future generations. These protected areas highlight the balance between conservation and access, a core geographic tension. Canada's wildlife, from polar bears to moose, exists because geography provides specific habitats essential to survival. Migration patterns, both human and animal, are deeply geographic phenomena shaped by climate and terrain. Water remains Canada's most strategic geographic asset. Lakes, rivers, and snowpack sustain ecosystem and human life alike. Freshwater scarcity elsewhere in the world makes Canada's geography globally significant. Geography also influences culture, food, language, traditions, and even humor reflect regional landscapes. From coastal fishing communities to prairies, farming towns, geography shapes daily routines and values. Canada's bilingual and multicultural identity is reinforced by geography that encourages migration and settlement diversity. Borders themselves are geographic constructs shaped by rivers, lakes, and latitude rather than arbitrary lines. Canada's relationship with neighboring countries is influenced by shared geographic systems, especially waterways and ecosystems. Understanding geography helps explain political decisions, economic priorities, and environmental policies. Geography teaches us why nations develop differently, even when values may overlap. Canada stands as a reminder that land is not a merely space, it's structure, influence, and responsibility. To study Canada is to study the power of place over people and the power of people over place. Geography is not just about where we are, but how where we are shapes who we become. This has been Geography 101. I'm Daniel Likis, and today we explored Canada's living example of how land, climate, and human adaptation intersect to shape a nation. Join me next time as we continue mapping the world, one place, one story, one geography at a time. More to come, people. See you soon.